Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following program is sponsored by Senior Class Media. Welcome to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement.
So go to the head of the class.
Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now, it's time for Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
And good Sunday morning, everybody. My name is Russell Mills, and you are listening to Senior Class. We are live and local here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. The mission is to discuss all aspects of life and living in your golden years. And the host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, sir. Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We've got a great show in store for you. Russell, we're going to talk about healthcare, the future of healthcare, and really kind of what's wrong with healthcare. I know that regardless of age, you go to the doctor, whether you're young, whether you're old, and it seems like lately I've heard more people complaining about their visits to the doctor than saying good things. What about you?
Well, I don't talk to a lot of people about their doctor visits, unlike you. I'm not in the business, but I mean, the whole healthcare thing has been a massive news story for years. Me personally, I've fired a couple of doctors because I don't like having a 9 a.m. appointment and sitting in a lobby until 9:45 and going, you've been open for a half an hour. How can you already be 45 minutes behind? I don't see anybody with their arms hanging, by a thread.
Well, and that's true. Normally, those high urgent situations go to the emergency room, and that's what I hear as well. I hear not only do I have to wait forever in the doctor's office. Another thing that I hear from people often is, I seem to answer the same questions to five different people on the same day. Mm-hmm. Then the third one is they don't even know who I am, at a lot of instances.
That personal touch is sort of missing.
Exactly. And then what is a nurse practitioner? That's what we're going to kind of go in today. I have a nurse practitioner scheduled to call in a little bit later on the show. We have a few announcements. But dealing with my own parents and some of their friends, what they've noticed lately is more often than not, they never see the doctor any longer. Do you see that when you go to the doctor?
I actually do. I see my guy. I mean, I see the doctor. I don't go that often, to be really honest with you. If they want me to go three or four times a year, I'm like, I don't have time.
Well, you seem to be healthy. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah, but, well, that's part of it is I don't have a lot of
Well, in the arena that I deal in, I deal with Medicare beneficiaries. That's people that are normally retired. And I deal on the higher end as far as the age group spectrum. So I deal with chronically ill elderly people. So they tend to visit the doctor quite often.
Well, yeah.
They can have one, two, three. Sometimes we work with patients that have five or six different chronic illnesses. So they visit the doctor on a regular basis. So they want that relationship with their physician. And I think that's really what's missing. And what's happening is it's the payers. It's those insurance companies, Medicare, that are cutting back on reimbursements and making it more and more difficult for physicians and physician practices to stay in business. When you get your explanation of benefits and what doctors are charging, you think, goodness gracious, this is outrageous. But doctors are having to see more and more patients each and every day to make the same amount of money they made a decade ago. I don't think a lot of patients really realize that.
No, and because we're not in the healthcare system, we don't see it from that perspective. It's, I guess, the same as it would be with any industry. If when you really don't know how it works, you don't understand the problems that they're struggling with on their end to try to make ends meet. And I will tell you this, I've spoken to several people who tell me that we see fewer people wanting to get into the healthcare field. Mm-hmm. We've seen large areas of this state that have lost any GPs or any health clinics that were operating because they're having such a hard time. They're struggling.
It really
shutting
is.
Shutting down hospitals all over the state.
That's true. That is true. And that's one of the things that Sunshine Care Partners is really focusing on here in the state of Oklahoma is that rural market space. Because you're exactly right. Even Oklahoma State University College of Osteopathic Medicine, they have incentive programs for physicians that want to come in and go to medical school that a good portion of their tuition and books is covered if they volunteer in rural Oklahoma, not volunteer, but serve and put their practice in rural right. Oklahoma for a period of time.
They've also been leaders in telemedicine.
And that's true. And that's what we're going to discuss today is that future of medicine and what the future holds, not only for the folks that are elderly now struggling with illness, some of the future that they'll see, and then what you and I will see coming down the road. I'm sure you've seen on television from time to time commercials about healthcare products. One of the most innovative products that's out there right now that helps cardiologists, you may have seen it. It attaches to your cell phone. You put your thumbs on it, and it gives you your heart rate, tells you if you have arrhythmia.
I saw this just the other day.
Exactly.
Now, crazy.
It really is.
Really cool. It was like $100.
Exactly. And what's important for patients to understand is doctors get a snapshot of you when you come in to visit them. That's why they ask so many questions. They want to make sure that you answer the same question exactly twice, because as we recall as patients, we can tell the same story three different ways, and the doctor only gets to hear us one time. So that's one of the reasons they ask the questions so many times, is they want to get a precise understanding. But it is only a glimpse what telemedicine, what these new devices are going to be able to give medical professionals is a much more broad scope of information so they can give that proper diagnosis. A lot of folks complain that the doctors don't know them. That's because they see 40 patients. So that ancillary staff, the people that greet you, the people that check you into your actual physician room, the ones that take your blood pressure, they're all gathering data and to go to that practitioner to make that diagnosis. And that's what a lot of individuals don't understand, is it's garbage in, garbage out. If you can't properly explain to the physician what's wrong with you, in a lot of instances, that physician makes it almost impossible to diagnose you.
Right. And remember the show House?
Yes, I
loved that show. Well, it's obviously goes to the extreme, but the diagnostic differential, the idea that, you know, here is a patient that presents with X symptoms. Okay, what's wrong with them? Go. That is really tough. That is hard stuff. And sometimes it takes an entire team and a lot of testing and a lot of probing. But you're right. It all starts with the foundation of what the patient says is going on. Here's what I feel. Here's what I'm experiencing. Here are my symptoms. And in some cases, that's all they have to go on. Like
That is. And then they run laboratory tests and they try to have some diagnostic insight. But in a lot of instances, it's that garbage in, garbage out. So that's why a lot of questions are asked. And in my field, because of the patients that we deal with Sunshine Care Partners, they're geriatric, they're older. You know, sometimes they've dealt with an illness or a pain for so long, they just discount it as not part of the diagnosis for a new illness. So it even makes it more difficult. That's why that team concept is so important that we're going to talk about. If you have a question or comment with relating to healthcare in the industry, some of the things that you found that you like and you dislike, Russell, what do folks need to do if they want to join in on the show today?
Absolutely. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Or you can text us if you prefer to do it that way. The text number is 95920, and we do keep an eye on the big board.
We sure do. All right, so I want to describe and explain for our listening audience real quick why you're seeing the predominance of nurse practitioners and physician's assistants in doctor's offices. All right, so doctors are physicians in the practice that run the particular practice, and some physicians on average have about 3,000 patients that they deal with. That seems like a lot.
That is a lot.
Okay, so that's the national average. That's not a number that I pulled out of my hat. It's actually like 3290, 3290.
For each physician.
For each physician, exactly. So if you have a three-physician practice, odds are they're seeing between 9 to 11,000 patients in their book of business. So that's nearly impossible. So that being said, nurse practitioners are a new and a new innovative part of medicine.
Well, they're being given more latitude, right?
And they have substantial training. Most of these people have a BS, a four-year degree in nursing, and then they have to have an additional 2 to 3 year degree, sometimes even four, depending on specialty, to get that nurse practitioner's license. The only real difference between a physician, and I'm going to insult a lot of physicians out there, so I'm trying to draw some similarities.
The number again, 918. Yeah,
exactly. Is they don't have to go through, you know, you hear of doctors after they get out of medical school, they do, what's it called, where they go spend another 2 or 3 years?
A residency.
They don't necessarily have a residency program because they're feet on the street, and those doctors that oversee those nurse practitioners, it's literally an on-the-job for the rest of their life residency program.
Interesting. All right, we're going to talk more about nurse practitioners. In fact, I think we might even have one going to be calling us, right?
Yes, we do.
All right, in fact, yep, she's on the phone, and so I'm going to ask her to stand by. Scarlett, hang with us. We're going to take a quick time out, but we'll be back with more of Senior Class right after this on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. On a cloudy day. Had my microphone turned down. I'm sitting there looking at Eric, our producer, going, what's going wrong? Welcome back to Senior Class on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. Next hour, Living Well with Dr. Booz. Remember, if you've got questions for us this morning, and you may well, we're talking about health care, you can text us at 95920. You can give us a call. The number is 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Your host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. We're talking about the future of healthcare, and in particular, Sunshine Care Partners. Well, I'm excited to announce, based on some of the things that you had said earlier, some of the problems people have with going to the doctor's office, some of the hurdles they face, and just not having that personal service, we've decided to start Sunshine Care Medical Group. And the number one thing that you said that you hated the most about going to the doctor's office is sitting in the waiting room for 30, 45 minutes.
Past my appointment time.
Way past your appointment time. Since all of our patients are elderly and geriatric, we're going to do house calls. For those independent living centers, for those assisted living centers, for those nursing homes, for those geriatric patients, which makes it almost impossible to get to the doctor, we're just going to come to them.
I think that is an awesome idea. I'm not just saying that because you let me host your program.
Yes.
I'm saying that is one of the things that has really been missing. So you're going to get two things. One, you're going to get three things right off the top of my head. One, like you said, convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, that person, that doctor or that nurse practitioner, whoever's coming to your home, is going to get to know you better.
Exactly.
And they're going to get to know your family. They're going to know where you live. And three, just from, remember we were talking about house and mm-hmm. you know, differential diagnoses, seeing the environment and seeing how you're living and where you're living and, you know, what you're eating, because they can just open up the cupboard and go, okay, you cannot be.
Exactly. You're a diabetic. All you have in here are chips and cookies.
Those Twinkies, yeah.
Well, and it's going to take a team. You know, for us to be able to offer this next level of service, we're going to not only have to have doctors, but nurse practitioners, nurses, our Sunshine Care Partners. And it's that team that's that 21st century concept, that there's a group of people that know you and become a part of your life, so you have the opportunity to have quality of life as we get older. Because, Russell, I know that you're getting older as I am, and sometimes I wake up in the morning, I'm like, what the heck did I do? I went to bed and that didn't hurt, and I wake up and I'm in pain. So as we age, it's important that we have that not only relationship with our medical and healthcare practitioners, but we have that interactive relationship where we actually know those individuals. So I want to introduce our clinical manager for Sunshine Care Partners, our Sunshine Care Medical Group. She is a nurse practitioner, and she is out of our Pawhuska, Oklahoma office. Remember I had said that we have a passion for rural Oklahoma? We serve from Grove to Pawnee to Pawhuska to Bartlesville. Not that Norman's small, but from Tulsa, Norman, Oklahoma City. So I want to welcome live on the air, we have Scarlett Verdon. Scarlett, thanks for waking up with us and being a part of Senior Class.
Good morning, guys, and thank you for letting me be on the show.
Well, I was so excited to talk a little bit about you, Scarlett, ahead of while we were on break. You're probably enjoying a cup of coffee on your porch on the ranch there in Pawhuska, just enjoying this beautiful morning sunrise.
I absolutely am, and it's a beautiful temperature this morning. So,
well, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about nurse practitioners. You spent more than a decade as an RN working in the field, and you decided to take that next step and become a nurse practitioner. For our listening audience, can you explain a little bit about not only why you became a nurse practitioner, but what's involved in becoming a nurse practitioner?
Sure, Rusty. When I started, I've actually been in healthcare of some kind, starting out as a CNA back in the day, I won't date myself, but about 20 years. So as I got out into the field and I started, I learned that I had to do more. I had to get a higher education so that I could be able to help people more. With each level of education, I was able to do more to help people. And in this day and age right now, we have such a gap. And you guys are talking about time in doctor's offices. I hear that and I see that a lot. That even happens with nurse practitioners. What I wanted to kind of show you guys is when you're in the office and so you get a patient in there, you only have 15 to 30 minutes with that patient. By the time they explain everything to you and you want to educate them, you want to talk to them, and you find out that 15 to 30 minutes is gone. And then if you don't give them that time, you know, when you're in the office, you want that time, right? Okay,
right.
So everybody wants that time. And what happens is that's when it gets held over. And that's what I try to explain to my patients. You know, when you're in here with me, you want my undivided attention for as long as you need me to tell me what you need. So sometimes it goes over, and that's where doctors and that's where nurse practitioners get held up. And that's where the patients see that's having a problem. And that's the need for nurse practitioners, because we can come in, we can do assessments, we can allot a little bit longer time sometimes than the doctors can.
So what is some of the education that's involved in becoming a nurse practitioner? I mean, you not only had your probably a bachelor's of nursing, but you had extensive additional training as well.
Sure. I had everything you do. You can't do anything in nursing. Even after you have your degrees, you have to train you don't do anything unless you've trained. You see one, do one, teach one. That's kind of how it works in nursing. And we have our hands on patients from the first year that we start in nursing school. So I had 4 years of nursing school to get my BSN. And actually, when you start the nursing school part, your junior year, so 2 years. And then I have an actual master's in nursing. And then I have another master's for my nurse practitioner, which I'll finish my doctorate right after the first of the year with two more classes. So I've been going to school, it seems like half my life. So we have a lot of training in our people skills, in assessment skills, in things. We do things, we focus on the patient. And we focus on the disease, but we focus more on patient, taking care of patient in there, talking to the patient, learning about the patient, spending a lot of time with the patient. We've got to have our doctors that delve into the disease process and things like that. But nurse practitioners have a little bit different edge. We spend a little bit more time with patients as a whole, you know, in nursing.
Right. We're coming close to break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Sunshine Care Medical Group, our role in the community and the areas that we serve. And we're actually going to make an announcement about Sunshine Home Health Care as well, because it's important that we have the opportunity to control the cycle of not only the healthcare delivery, but the quality of life for that patient. So we feel that if we can be a part and control that delivery model, we can improve the quality of care and lower the total cost. So if you have a question or comment relating to healthcare, the future of healthcare, or what's wrong, Russell, what do folks need to do?
Absolutely. You can give us a call if you like. The number is 918- 860-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text us if you got a question. Text number is 95920. And it looks like we have a couple texts coming in, which we do not have time
for. Well, we'll get to those in the next segment.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, do a little bit of news and weather for you. But we will be back right after that with, we'll still have Scarlett on the line. We'll talk about nurse practitioners, and we'll take your calls and your text questions on Senior Class. News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Well, welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Glad to have you this morning. Our host, of course, is Mr. Rusty McMurray, and today we're talking all about the future of healthcare, and you've got kind of a major development going on there at Sunshine Care Partners, and
we've got a special guest
to chat about all that, and you've got your aviator shades on.
I do. I figured it's Sunday morning. You may as well have a little bit of fun while we're here live in the studio. Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. Live via telephone, we have Scarlett Verdon, our clinical director and nurse practitioner for Sunshine Care Medical Group. Scarlett, thanks for waking up with us today and being here on the phone.
Good morning.
We are talking about the future of healthcare, what role nurse practitioners have in that model. We are taking your questions. If you have a healthcare question for Scarlett, or you want to join in on the conversation, Russell, what do folks need to do? And we'll answer this text question here in a moment. Go ahead, Russ.
Absolutely. You can text us at 95920, or if you'd like to ask a question live, happy to talk to you. The number is 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764.
Well, Scarlett, before we continue on about Sunshine Care Medical Group, let's serve one of our listeners today. And it's a common question that we get and we have with geriatric patients all the time. It looks like this patient and their family has been struggling with pain and discomfort for a number of years, and they continue to get no answers. And that's what we see a lot, isn't it, Scarlett, with chronic illnesses. What would you advise these people just to keep on keeping on and continue to talk to new and more healthcare practitioners? Scarlett?
Well, chronic pain is something that's really hard to manage. And the problem with opiates and pain management is a growing problem across the nation. And that's where we're having a hard time, is trying to find ways to manage that pain without having to use opiates or pain medication. I mean, trying to use creams, trying to use something other, trying to use physical therapy, trying to find a way to help that patient be more comfortable without having to use the medications that are so dangerous at this time. And so we have to work really closely with board certified pain management doctors, and there just aren't a lot of them out there, and they're the only ones that can prescribe medication, chronic patient medication for chronic pain. And so it's really hard to find, it's really hard to bridge that gap. So we're trying to find new ways to help people.
All right, Russell, while you look at the screen, I don't have my correct glasses on to be able to quite see that far.
She says that her problem is peripheral neuropathy.
Normally diabetic related, isn't it?
A lot of times it is. It's a circulation problem. Many times it comes with diabetes.
He actually says she's not diabetic, and that may be one of the problems that they're having trying to diagnose this, is that, and according to the text, he says that they've seen neurologists, chiropractors, 4 years now that they've been dealing with this, and they're running out of ideas.
Well, I would say for them, just like I have with myself and my family and other health issues, is just keep on keeping on. You know, keep on addressing the issue, talking to practitioners, and continue to dig deep. For myself, I found out recently that I suffer from arrhythmia. You know, I've had a perfect blood pressure, blood rate my whole life. So every time I go to the doctor, it's seemingly perfect. And it goes back to that snapshot. Doctors only have a brief snapshot of the moment in time you're in their office. So every time I was in the office, I had perfect blood pressure and heart rate until they had me begin starting to monitor my blood pressure and heart rate on a regular basis through that ancillary device. Did we find out that what the true problem was? And that was a problem they said that I could have suffered from for years, but until we continued to dig deep, we weren't able to find that proper diagnosis. And Scarlett, that's really why we formed the Sunshine Care Medical Group, is to be able to give our practitioners not only to put together the team to serve that high-need patient, but take the time that's needed to adequately serve them. Can you expand on that, Scarlett?
Yes, Rusty. And one of the biggest things I want people to understand is nurse practitioners or PAs, we are all working together with our doctors. We are a team. We are all trying to be able to have more time with that patient, more hands on that patient, so that we can get to the bottom of what is going on with them, so we can run more tests. And as nurse practitioners, we will see the patient, we will refer to a specialist, and we will do what we can to keep following up. It's continuity of care, and that's the great thing about our Sunshine group, that we can see patients when they discharge, we can see them when they go home, we can keep continuing to see them as their practitioners, and we can just keep that continuity of care, and hopefully somewhere in there we will find a way to help that patient be more comfortable and lead a better life, and that quality of life can improve.
And we were going to have Dr. Don Simmons, our medical director, live on the air, but he covers shifts on the weekend. He's a workaholic like we are at area rural emergency rooms. So on Memorial Day weekend, he covered a 16-hour shift at the McAllister emergency room. I believe he's in maybe the Perry emergency room today. And that's what's the importance of having a doctor that doesn't sit in an office each and every day. He runs his practice in Bartlesville Monday through Friday, but having that expertise and that knowledge of dealing with those emergency room patients on a regular basis adds so much to the breadth of the offerings of Sunshine Care Medical Group. Russell?
And I had a question for you, Scarlett, which is, you were talking about opiates, and it's something that this entire nation's dealing with. And Oklahoma, mm-hmm. in particular, has a pretty bad problem with it. It's being addressed by everybody from the Attorney General mm-hmm. on down. But when you go to look at alternate treatments, how far out do you look? And one thing that I was thinking about was CBD. Type oils and stuff, which are legal, have been legal here in Oklahoma. Are you seeing more physicians and more nurse practitioners look at some of those alternatives? Because what I'm hearing is opiates are now, they think, only should be used for initial pain, not chronic pain.
Sure. They shouldn't be used for chronic pain mm-hmm. simply because of addictive properties right. and for the fact that the tolerance builds and eventually they won't work. And then what are you going to do with your patient when you don't have anything else?
That's where you have geriatric patients dying of overdoses because they become so tolerant of those opioids. They continue to take more and more and then they eventually pass. We see that way too often, don't we, Scarlett?
Everybody, yes, and in every aspect and every age, you see that happening when there's chronic pain involved. So you got to find new ways. You got to find things like physical therapy and CBD oil. That is one of the things that's out there, and it doesn't have the THC in it. I see a lot of people moving towards that, and I see people using it because they're desperate. They're desperate to find a way to manage their pain.
They really are. And since Scarlett, we work with the DEA. We have partners that are in pharmacy. And the big fear on the CBD oil is the legality. A lot of people don't know whether it's legal, whether it's not legal. You have states fighting. And, even pharmacy groups and pharmacy chains, they see the benefit of the CBD in some of these alternative treatments, but they still don't feel comfortable in recommending them. Scarlett?
I don't understand that, because if it's going to help my patient, I want them to do it. I mean, I don't sell it. I don't promote it. I just, if it works for my patients, there are several places around, even in Pawhuska, we have a smoke shop there that sells it. And they can go in and they can get it in water. They can drink the water and it has the CBD in it. They can get the oil. They can actually use it. If they want to vape, they can vape it. I guess maybe the ways that it comes confuses people and they think that maybe it's not legal. It's legal. It's perfectly legal for CBD oil.
Absolutely. In Oklahoma, and as far as I know, all 50 states and every U.S. territory. I mean, it is what I've heard, does not have, and she touched on this, it is does not have THC, which is the element of marijuana that gets you high.
Well, and there's no need for a prescription for this either.
No, it's over the counter.
And most of the geriatric, most of the seniors that I know that use the CBD oil are the people that suffer from chronic crippling arthritis. Mm-hmm. And they use the oil and they rub it on the joints and that gives them relief. And if you've suffered from crippling arthritis, you understand that that is pain that you suffer with always and forever. So you're looking for those. Now, Scarlett, we have a couple of announcements before we go to break. Obviously, we're taking new patients for Sunshine Care Medical Group. We're making rounds in Tulsa, Bartlesville, and in the Pawhuska area. But when we come back from break, I want to hear a little bit about your passion for home health care and why we are starting Sunshine Home Health Care to serve patients not only in the large metro areas, but in those rural areas as well. Russell, take us out.
All right. You are listening to Senior Class. We're live and local here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Remember, if you got questions for us today, text us at 95920 or give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. More after the break. Sunshine. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in just over 9 minutes, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23. After the news, we've got Living Well with Dr. Booz. Remember, if you've got questions, you can text us at 95920 or give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Your host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. We are talking about the future of healthcare, in particular, the future of Sunshine Care Partners. We have started Sunshine Care Medical Group, Sunshine Care Medical Group, in addition to Sunshine Home Healthcare. We have live on the air via telephone from Pawhuska, Oklahoma. We have Scarlett Verdon, our clinical manager and nurse practitioner. Scarlett, thanks for waking up with us today and enjoying the beautiful view from your front porch in Pawhuska, Oklahoma.
It's a beautiful day.
It really is. Well, I want for you to express to our listening audience your passion in providing care for elderly in their home, a little bit about your background and why you've decided to start Sunshine Care Home Health.
I am very passionate about home health. As the last, I said I was in healthcare for the last 20 years. 10 of those years I have spent in home health care, treating patients, helping to keep patients in their homes. What people don't understand is a lot of times our elderly patients, when they go into a facility and get 24-hour care, that seems great and all, but they have to, a lot of times they have to give up their homes. They have to sign over all their assets because of Medicare or Medicaid, how it works, and they may have to sign over everything, and then they lose their home. They've been in that home for 70, 80, 90 years, and it's really hard on them, and that actually affects their health. That affects their mental health. And to keep people in their homes, I think it's just so important to try to keep them in their homes and try to help them there.
It really is. Sunshine Care Partners helps with patients as they transition from hospital to a rehabilitation center and then transition back home. And what we have found time and time again, you think the most traumatic time is when you go to the hospital, and it's not, because you're in shock because something dramatic happened. And it is not necessarily going from the hospital to the rehabilitation center, because they kick you out of the hospital in 72 hours. Almost always, so you know you're going to go to a rehabilitation. But the scariest point for people is discharging from that rehab back home, because they know their life is never going to be the same again. And Scarlett, their greatest fear is, what if I can't make it back home and I have to go to one of those places? So we've heard that time and time again. That's why it's our passion to do everything we can to bring the practitioners to their home, bring the services to their home that they need to keep them in their home. Scarlett?
Yes, it's so important. And when they're in the hospital, you know how things are. If anyone's even been there, things are going so fast. You don't hear what's going on, and you need someone to reiterate that to you, because they get home and they go, wait a minute, what did they say? What did they tell me to do? And they just need a little help sometimes. and assistance in helping take care of themselves and getting physical therapy in there in their home because they can't get out to get to them.
And in the larger metro areas, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, those services are prevalent. But you get into the more rural areas, the Pawnees, the Pawhuskas, the Bartlesville, Dewey, you know, Grove, Miami, those service offerings dwindle quite quickly. And the quality of those products dwindle as well. So what we've tried to do is put together not only a medical group that serves those large rural areas, but really reaches out. Now, you have roots in the Osage County and in the Pawhuska area, don't you, Scarlett? You have a practice there and a family, and those are your roots. So you're literally serving the patients in your backyard.
These are. This is my community, and I have actually been taking care of them in one way or another. We have a critical access hospital that I've worked at here. I've worked in Bartlesville at the hospital there. I have worked in home health, like I said, over here in my community. So these people that I'm taking care of, some of them have been on and off of the home health care that I've worked for in this area for the whole 10 years I've been here, just depending on whether they've had an injury, a new disease process or something. So,
and Scarlett,
so
we're
really
doing
my people.
Exactly. And we're doing the same thing in the other geographic areas, whether it be Tulsa, the Oklahoma City, Edmund Norman. We're finding those practitioners that have those roots in that area that will be there for generations. So those patients can build the relationship with that Sunshine Care team.
Absolutely. And it's important, like I said, the continuity of care. If we can take care of them, we have spent more time with them so that if we only have 15 minutes with them or 30 minutes with them in a doctor's appointment, which we can spend more time because we know the history. We've been with these people. We've been with their families, and it helps.
And if you want more information on Sunshine Care Partners, it's easy to remember, sunshinecarepartners.com. That's sunshinecarepartners.com. If you want information on how we can serve you or a loved one, there's a information request form on the website. Just fill it out, hit submit, and someone will follow up with you bright and shiny Monday morning. Now, Scarlett, we're accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unlike most medical practices. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Always. My phone's always on.
And it's important for folks to understand that medical practitioners need to be accessible. If you can't access your doctor and you have chronic illnesses, then you probably need to find a new doctor.
They're busy and they have lives too, and everybody needs a break, but we always need to have someone on call, someone that can access that patient's records and someone that can look into and try to help them. If not, fix it, find someone who can.
And that's one of the things through our Sunshine Care Partner team we have. We not only reach out and communicate with the patient probably four times more than a regular practice, but we have that triage. So what that means is that anyone within the organization that sees a problem or identifies a problem with a patient, it can triage all the way up to the chain, all the way to the doctor as fast as possible. Isn't that right, Scarlett?
Yes. Dr. Simmons, our medical director, he's always available to me no matter what's going on. If I need something from him, I can contact him at any time.
Well, Scarlett, God bless you. I'm so happy that you're a part of everything that we're doing, and I hope you're able to share that passion with our patients as well.
I sure will, and thank you guys for having me on the show. You guys have a blessed day.
You too. You've been listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm excited. We're doing some great things. We're serving the rural community and the larger populations as well. But as you know, my passion is really that rural geriatric patient, because sometimes there's not even a nursing home in these small towns.
That's right. And as we've been talking about, there are fewer. Even though the population is getting older, America's aging, we're seeing fewer and fewer facilities that are capable of actually taking care of them. And this offers a really interesting option and helps people stay at home. You've been listening to Senior Class. We're live and local every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. Up next, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23 and KRMG. I'm Russell Mills. Have yourself a great Sunday.
Listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray.
Thanks for listening.
Tune into Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Until next time, have a great weekend. God bless.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.